Hello, everybody. Another beautiful day. 12:08, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Ari with the news. We're here till 3. Jason follows us. We have another news item that we will mention. In the last 15 to 20 minutes, a jury, a federal jury, has found Derek Thompson guilty on all of his counts regarding drugs and guns. This is the disgusting, dangerous, reckless, horrifying decision that Derek Thompson made with his rental car, speeding at an extraordinary rate that killed 5 young Somali women last year. About as awful as it gets, he is still facing charges in the state of Minnesota. We see cases like this all the time where it is so heinous, it is so awful, and this checks every single box, that you have a federal trial and a state trial, and Derek Thompson is found guilty on all counts. Our guy Lou Ragus, with some of the reporting, he faced 3 charges: possession with intent to distribute fentanyl, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and carrying a firearm during and in relation to a drug trafficking crime. This receives so little publicity, right?
I almost forgot about the whole case until the verdict came down. Oh, you know, bring it back, but it took me a month. Oh, it was that? Okay, yeah.
The federal trial I'm talking about, when the charges come up and it's, you know, for the killing of the 5 young women, that will receive a lot of publicity. I'm just surprised that the federal part of it didn't get more. Just leaning again from Lou's reporting. The trial lasted less than a week. Jurors watched the video of that SUV driving at a frightening rate. Both prosecutors and Thompson's defense team told jurors it was not the most important piece of evidence they'd seen in the case, urging them not to analyze the crash itself, because that's more of the other trial. It's just, there's no, let's not forget, he still faces 5 counts of third-degree murder and 5 counts of criminal vehicular homicide at the state level. And I'm glad he does.
Yes.
He can have his defense. He should have his defense. The evidence seems overwhelming. And the pattern of his activities are despicable, including when he showed up at Bob Kroll and Liz Collins' house. Because, again, I don't care where you stand in either one of them. The actions right in front of their house, indefensible. Driver's license, not driver's license, from the state, not from the state, and then all of it you're not going to defend, but this, the worst of it all. So when I saw that popped up on Twitter, on X, right below it, I see this from Bill Clinton. You familiar with him, William Jefferson Clinton?
He was a governor, right?
He was a governor. Didn't he lose and then he came back, right? I think. Didn't he win early, lose, and then come back? I think that's right.
Well, let's get that.
He gave a disastrous speech at the DNC in 88, I think it was. Was it 84, 88? He goes on Johnny. They make fun of it. I think he became president of the United States.
Really?
I think he did. Hmm. I think he had a lot of stuff happen, including a lot of hate from the right, a lot of objective questions if you're in the middle about what was going on with some finances, the affair with Monica, the lying. And by the way, if Al Gore embraces him during the campaign in 2020, he wins.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the questioning of the meaning of the word is.
Oh, yeah. Monica, baby. The start of Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge,
right,
broke that after Isikoff, yes, couldn't get the okay. So Bill Clinton here has a message on X. Beautiful location. Happy anniversary, Hillary. It's been an amazing 49 years. Here's to many more. I see below there are 1,900 comments.
Sure, all very congratulatory.
I was going to say, how far do we have to go before they're just right away awful?
I think number one. Maybe number two.
Should I just look here? Laura Loomer is number one.
There you go.
It's been an amazing 49 years cheating on you and flying in Epstein's jet. Cheers. Monica Lewinsky sends her regards with a big box of cigars.
It's a good thing he didn't email it to her. She'd never find it.
She would have deleted it with all those yoga instructions. Like 15,000. I mean, apparently Hillary is really struggling picking up the yoga. If there were just thousands and thousands, hey, no, downward dog is this way, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the pictures don't really do it justice.
Then a couple down is Bill in the blue dress. Okay, so
sure,
here we go. So that ties to our opening topic of harassment. And I'm not shy in giving my opinion, but there is a clear line, and you know it when you see it, of harassment. How about this week, in the last week or so, the number of meteorologists who have been harassed because they're incredibly gullible, and they believe Marjorie Taylor Greene when she said the government controls the weather. Laura Loomer did the same when we were back at the Iowa caucuses. Remember, they had a lot of snow in Iowa, and she claimed because Nikki Haley's husband is in the military that the military was controlling the snow to try to allow Nikki Haley to win Iowa.
All makes sense.
Mm. If the military has controlled our weather the last 7 weeks, and let me put this bold statement out there, the greatest 7 weeks of weather in the history of Minnesota. What do you think of that?
Think of the farmers, Chad.
I've been told by my farming friends, this is legit, that it was so late in the year that it didn't hit them like it would have a month or two before.
That's actually true. And somewhere I read about...
Wow. I say something and you go, it's actually true. Like most of the time, it's just, eh.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
that instead of having to dry out the crops themselves...
Thank you.
Mother Nature took care of it.
Fire Schaefer before we've hired him. I'm ready to be the... We both could be the meteorologists. You take the mornings, though. I don't want the early morning.
I'll do
you're
morning.
Swimming at 5 anyway.
I got a lot going on.
I hope that's a part of am I wrong and your decision is what am I doing? And I can say, yeah, you're wrong. A Michigan-based meteorologist said she and her colleagues have been the brunt of all these conspiracy theories. I've had a bunch of people say I created and steered the hurricane. I've had to point out that the hurricane has energy 10,000 nuclear bombs and we can't hope to control it. Well, she's lying, right? Because we know the government can control it. Then we get to David Montgomery, who's had a good run in the NFL, right? David Montgomery has battled mental health, contemplated suicide, and it's above the topic. It's more than just the topic I'm going to raise. So it's not just this topic. He points out that without a phone call from his nephew during that time, he might have killed himself. I was in a situation where I was this close to doing something that I knew I shouldn't have done, that would have changed the trajectory of my life. And my nephew called me right when I was in the midst of doing so. I was in a very, very dark place. He adds a part of his depression was the harassment he was getting from fantasy football owners.
My God.
Fantasy football owners. Also, in the harassment topic, yesterday, NCAA put out data on harassment for college student athletes. Let's give them that silly term, college student athletes, right? Of the more than 5,000 posts reviewed, the most prevalent type of harassment was sexual abuse, 18%. directed men's and women's athletes. 5,000 posts, close to 20%, are sexually harassing. Volleyball, gymnastics, men's basketball players, women's basketball players. 17% of abusive posts are general. Just overall, you should have made that shot, you're killing me, whatever. 14% are sexism. 10% racism. 9% homophobic. We had this topic a few weeks back, Dave, where are people born good or bad? We picked up on it from the conversation with Adam and Jordana. I believe the overwhelming individuals not only are born, but in our society are good. I think we have a percentage of evil, which we see too often. I also believe we now have this unimaginable amount of individuals who in most of their life, they could be your friends, they could be your colleagues, they could be your neighbors, they could be your coworkers, but they now have the anonymous nature to go on X or Insta or Facebook or wherever it might be, and they're just vicious over a game, a politician, fantasy football, you name it. And I still believe significantly more people on the planet today are good, decent, kind, flawed like all of us. And I know there's individuals who are evil and they're just evil all the time. But I think there are a lot of people, Dave, in all these categories who might be somebody we would just be stunned that because somebody didn't score a TD or they couldn't stand Bill Clinton's politics or the game didn't go right or they're lonely so they're going to harass the men's basketball player or the women's volleyball player. And sadly, I don't see it slowing down because if social media is where it's at now, where's it going to be in 10 years? We have so many more platforms which are going to emerge. How do we slow this down? And what is your reaction to this? Because this despicable? And maybe discreetly, maybe you think most of these folks who are harassing are just, they're lousy individuals total. Personally, I would never consider doing any of this. But I still, a part of me believes we'd be surprised who's doing this. I want to hear what Dave has to say. I want to hear what you have to say about this online, more often than not, anonymous harassing. And again, with Clinton, it's not even as much policy positions, right? And God knows he made himself available. But it's the vitriol that Trump gets, that Harris gets. It's just, it's beyond passionate, dramatic, significant disagreements. It's grotesque comments. And it's just too commonplace. And it's awful. 22 past 12. What do you want to say? Love text on this topic. Chime in right away. 651-461-9226. Do we have a Hall & Oates birthday?
We do.
Really?
It's Daryl's birthday today.
Daryl's birthday.
What do you think Daryl is? What do you think?
I'm thinking this is a big one. I'm going to go 75.
Go a little bit north of that.
Really?
Yes.
He's older than 75?
78 today.
Wow.
Yeah. Looks good for 78. Had some work done. Just have a hunch.
Probably, but
it's fine.
How many visible individuals are 78 haven't had work done?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had a lot of work done, and I think it's worked out very well for you.
Having work done right now.
Yeah. Okay, the harassment topic. We give examples of college sports, fantasy football, meteorologists, It's all over the place. It's not slowing down. And the part that troubles me most, well, I don't know if I'd say it troubles me most, but the part that I don't think gets enough sunlight, at least for this segment, is the individuals who are a part of this, who are in our friendship circle or people we know who are doing this, and it would stun us. What do you want to say?
Well, I'm with you. I think when it comes to the harassment, you're talking about the vast majority of people, I would say, that are probably great people and through 95% of their lives. But part of it is, I don't know if it's human nature necessarily or just what we're taught. You know, what's the old slogan in news? If it bleeds, it leads, right?
Correct.
You know, bad news, negativity, horrible things. You know, what's the biggest thing in streaming over the last 10 years? True crime.
Yeah.
You know, we love to watch stories about people getting murdered, horrible things happening. And I think it's very much related to, you know, social media and how people act. It's if I watched the Wild game last night, I could tweet at Matt Bolden and say, hey, nice job, Matt. Great game.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could tweet at the goaltender for the Blue Jackets and say, Siv, what a clown. What's going to get more attention? You know, what's probably going to, you know, rile up my own brain chemistry and whatever, you know, dopamine.
And most of what I'm talking about is more than just Siv or poor play. You're an embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
You should be caught.
Exactly.
Your family's embarrassed by you.
And I'm sure that gets your brain and those, you know, those chemicals, whatever, that's, you know, getting you jazzed up and fired up and really angry. I'm sure that's getting them even more. And you're getting some sort of rise out of it. It's, and, you know, like you said, social media just makes it that much easier to be the keyboard warrior, to fire off a tweet, fire off a meme, whatever, and go about my day. I made my point. Let's see how many likes I get.
Right on cue. Here's a text. I call those people keyboard warriors. They hide behind a keyboard, harass people, but would never do that kind of harassment face to face. That's true. My point is, might be like your buddy from work who you go out and get happy hour with, and you're like, yeah, you're into fantasy football. And if the person told you, yeah, I've been telling fill in the blank, he's a horrendous human being, I wish he was, but cut.
Yeah. Well, and at happy hour, you could say that to a buddy.
Yeah.
You could say, you know, so-and-so player absolutely killed me. What was he doing? And it stays at happy hour. Now you can broadcast it to the world.
It's everywhere. Somebody talking about all the bots out there that we should cut the percentage down. Yeah, I mean, I would be curious. Where are we at now with bots and X? Two things have led to most increase in online harassment, in my opinion, sports betting and Donald Trump. Sports betting has played a large part of it. I mean, we can go back. We were mentioning Bill Clinton. Think about all the vitriol directed, whether you think it's fair or not, at Clinton in the 90s.
It's okay. Long before Donald Trump. We just now have a megaphone that happened to arrive around the time Donald Trump did.
And he accelerated it. He, you know,
to an extent, maybe.
To an extent. But let's say it would have been Ted Cruz, okay, who wins, and Donald goes back to The Apprentice and does whatever he's doing.
How about Marco and his little hands?
Little Marco, little hands, big ears. It would still be there. You just wouldn't have the most visible person in America showing the bullhorn on a regular, you know, holding onto that and projecting through the bullhorn every single day.
And every, you know, 80% of media drawing attention to it every single time.
Yeah. The meanness is linked to conspiracy theories quite often. Yeah, please understand most of the trolling and harassment is not real. It's from troll farms and bot accounts. Some of it, I don't know what percentage. I wish I did. Major Garrett, next on CCO.